Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Nancy Hamilton, Executive Director at Hearthstone. All right, Nancy, so we're here because there's a big call for pictures from people with Dutch heritage. Rather than me try to explain it, why don't you just let us know what you're looking for?
Sure. Well, Hearthstone recently announced the results of our Name the Cottage contest, with local residents voting for their favorite names of the cottages based on the 12 provinces of the Netherlands. So the contest results shared that they have 6 individual cottages in our innovative community for older adults, and they will be named after the following provinces: Friesland, Gelderland, Zeeland, South Holland, North Holland, and Groningen. So to continue honoring our local tradition and heritage, Hearthstone is asking for the general public to submit family photos of the Netherlands to be showcased as part of our interior decor in the public areas of each of the 6 cottages.
So basically, you're just trying to make their homes like our homes are, with personal stuff and pictures.
Exactly. This is a unique approach. It just reinforces that the cottages are home for all of our residents. Just like traditional homes, the cottages will showcase cherished memories of its residents and the greater community.
So this could be vacations, this could be ancestors' pictures that you're holding on to, anything like that that's basically highlighting a touch of Holland.
Yes, a touch of Holland. We've actually extended our deadline to Monday, July 15th. Families can send photos that are black and white or color, from an original photo negative, a print, or a slide. They may be of people, various aspects of Dutch culture, landscapes, skylines, historical or contemporary structures, architectural details, and gardens. All photos that are submitted should be emailed to Hearthstone at thecottages@wesleylife.org, or they may be submitted on a CD sent and delivered to Fairhaven East at 607 East 3rd Street in Pella, Iowa.
So there's going to be people who are hearing this while they're driving, doing anything like that. If that's too complicated for them to recall, is there someone that they should call? Is it you that they should just call, and we'll give out that number? But basically, who are you again, and where do they call, because they can remember that a lot easier?
Sure. Nancy Hamilton. I'm the executive director with Hearthstone. You can find us in the phone book, or you can stop in at any of our local communities with Fairhaven East, Pella Manor, or Jefferson Place.
And you mentioned there's going to be pictures from the actual residents as well. Is that something you guys have already been working on and you've got lined up?
We're asking for family members or current residents or community members to share their photos at this time by July 15th.
Okay, so have you gotten some pictures submitted already? How's it looking so far?
Yeah, we have a good group of pictures. We're hoping to get more. We have 6 individual households, so we have a lot of space to fill and a lot of public areas where we would like to share those pictures.
And are people, I don't know if you touched on this, are people, basically, if they email it, they can get it to you. Is there any way where, if they're okay with giving up the picture, they can just give you a hard copy and you guys can scan it or something? Or if they want it scanned and it's too complicated to do that, can they bring it in here and you can do that?
Sure. Yeah, anything, if they're having any questions whatsoever, we'd like to bring as many pictures in as we can. So if they'd like to bring it, stop by Fairhaven East or Jefferson Place. We can definitely scan pictures as well.
And you touched on it a little bit, but this is all because we've got the cottages, which is the innovative senior living homes that are going to be opening this fall. Touch on what the cottages are exactly and why they're going to be so special and unique.
The cottages are 6 individual households that will provide skilled nursing care services as well as assisted living services just north of town by Big Brock Road. We will have 100 new residents moving in at different levels of care, and the households themselves have 16 residents in each home. So it's much more of a social model, not as much a clinical model. And we know that model does provide better quality of life for our residents. It's much more about them as individuals and their abilities, not about sickness and disabilities. It's a place to live and become well and live their purpose.
So I was headed out to Tri-County the other day, and I saw, I'm always talking with Dot Beeson over at Hearthstone. She's actually at Fairhaven East, yeah, exactly. And she's always saying, make sure you check. So when people are headed out anyway outside of that town, wherever they're headed, where is it exactly it's located so they can see the progress being made? I know they're working on it right now.
They are. We are actually located at 1742 Main Street. It's just north of town, past Big Rock Road. It's on your right-hand side as you're leaving town. And if you do check it out, you can see it a little bit from the street, but we're in the middle of construction. We began in the spring. We are planning to be done late this year. So we'll hopefully have people moving in 2013. We have some roofing going going on currently. We have a lot of the walls erected, so you can get a good feel. If you want to drive through late at night, probably 7 or 8 p.m., it's a little more open. A lot of the contractors are gone by that time. But we're very excited to get that, get it completed and get our residents moved in.
And there was a lot of people that had a hand in getting this created, conceived, and now construction going. You want to touch on some of those groups and people?
Sure. Originally, it's basically based on a partnership between Pella Regional Hospital and Wesley Life. In January of 2010, Pella Regional had given all of their senior services to Wesley Life to come in, and that's where we came Hearthstone, and that was for all of the buildings outside of the hospital at Pella Manor, Fairhaven East, and Jefferson Place. And then moving forward, the rest of our agreement was that we would replace the long-term care at the hospital as well as the Hilltop services. And that's where the development started and why we actually began the development process, was to provide a home for people currently in long-term care at Pella Regional as well as Hilltop. So we have skilled nursing care going in as well as assisted living, and we do anticipate that we will also have availability for additional community members that need services.
All right, and again, where should they submit pictures and the sizes and the dates that they need to do that by?
Sure. Our extended deadline is Monday, July 15th, and they can stop by any of our current Hearthstone buildings, and if they would like to send them, they can send those to thecottages@wesleylife.org.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
I think that's it. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for your time, Nancy.
Yeah.
Special thanks going out again to Nancy Hamilton, Executive Director at Hearthstone. This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official AccuWeather meteorologist forecast is next.